The wind, lifting his spirits high, Royal Odysseus spread sail, gripping the tiller, seated astern. And now the master mariner steered his craft, sleep never closing his eyes, forever scanning the stars, the Pleiades and the ploughman late to set, and the great bear that mankind also calls the wagon. She wheels on her axis, always fixed, watching the hunter, and she alone is denied a plunge in the ocean's baths. Hers were the stars the lustrous goddess told him to keep hard to port as he cut across the sea. And 17 days he sailed, making headway well. On the 18th, shadowy mountains slowly loomed. The Phaeacian's island reaching toward him now over the misty breakers, rising like a shield. But now Poseidon, god of the earthquake, saw him, just returning home from his Ethiopian friends, from miles away, on the Solymi mountain range. He spied Odysseus sailing down the sea, and it made his fury boil even more. He shook his head and rumbled to himself, "Outrageous! Look how the gods have changed their minds about Odysseus while I was off with my Ethiopians. Just look at him there, nearing Phaeacia's shores, where he's fated to escape his noose of pain that's held him until now. Still my hopes ride high. I'll give that man his swamping fill of trouble." With that he rammed the clouds together, both hands clutching his trident, churned the waves into chaos, whipping all the gales from every quarter, shrouding over in thunderheads the earth and sea at once, and night swept down from the sky. East and south winds clashed, and the raging west and north sprung from the heavens, roiled heaving breakers up, and Odysseus' knees quaked, his spirit too. Numb with fear, he spoke to his own great heart, "Wretched man, what becomes of me now at last? I fear the nymph foretold it all too well. On the high seas," she said, "before I can reach my native land, I'll fill my cup of pain. And now, look, it all comes to pass. What monstrous clouds, King Zeus, crowning the whole wide heaven black, churning the seas in chaos, gales blasting, raging around my head from every quarter. My death plunge in a flash, it's certain now. 3-4 times blessed my friends in arms who died on the plains of Troy those years ago, serving the sons of Atreus to the end. Would to God I died there too, and met my fate that day the Trojan swarms of them hurled at me with bronze spears, fighting over the corpse of proud Achilles. A hero's funeral then, my glory spread by comrades. Now what a wretched death I'm doomed to die." At that, a massive wave came crashing down on his head, a terrific onslaught spinning his craft round and around. He was thrown clear of the decks, the steering oar wrenched from his grasp, and in one lightning attack the brawling gale wind struck full force, snapping the mast midshaft and hurling the sail and sailyard far across the sea. He went under a good long while, no fast way out, no struggling up from under the giant's wave's assault. His clothing dragged him down, divine Calypso's gift. But at last he fought his way to the surface, spewing bitter brine, streams of it pouring down his head. But half-drowned as he was, he'd not forget his craft. He lunged after her through the breakers, laying hold and huddling amidships, fled the stroke of death. Pell-mell the rollers tossed her along down current, wild as the north wind tossing thistle along the fields at high harvest, dry stalks clutching each other tightly. So the gale winds tumbled her down the sea, this way, that way, now the south wind flinging her over to north to sport with, now the east wind giving her up to west to harry on and on. But someone saw him. Cadmus's daughter with lovely ankles. "I know. A mortal woman once with human voice and called Leucothea, now she lives in the sea's salt depth. Esteemed by all the gods as she deserves. She pitied Odysseus, tossed, tormented so. She broke from the waves like a shearwater on the wing, lit on the wreck, and asked him kindly, 'Oh, poor man, why is the god of earthquakes so dead set against you, strewing your way with such a crop of troubles? But he can't destroy you, not for all his anger. Just do as I say. You seem no fool to me. Strip off those clothes and leave your craft for the winds to hurl, and swim for it now. You must. Strike out with your arms for landfall there. Phaeacian land where destined safety waits. Here, take this scarf. Tie it around your waist. it is immortal. Nothing to fear now, neither pain nor death. But once you grasp the mainland with your hands, untie it quickly, throw it into the wine-dark sea, far from the shore, but you